The view from Mount Washington stretches for miles and attracts millions of visitors every year, but it also attracts a lot of trash. As 90.5 WESA's Margaret J. Krause reports, somebody has to go get it.
John Zolko kneels in front of a fence that runs along Grandview Avenue. He has his back to the rivers and downtown, spread out 400 feet below him. He wraps his hands around two slats in the fence and leans back, hard, with a sharp yank, to see if it'll hold.
Just getting the rigging set up here.
He threads a short loop of rope, a sling, around the slats and connects the two ends with a carabiner. Then he repeats the process.
What a gorgeous day. We had 4 inches of snow here a couple years ago. We couldn't even see the trash.
For one morning each year, the side of Mount Washington is covered with rock climbers. Volunteers from the Explorers Club of Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy, and the Allegheny Mountain Rescue Group gathered last Saturday on top of the hill. They clipped garbage bags to their harnesses and dropped over the side of the steep slope. They picked up beer cans and water bottles. They untangled plastic bags from bushes and down tree limbs. Matt Tolbert says there are always surprises.
We've pulled up washing machines, lazy boy chairs. We still talk to this day about the engagement ring.
Jeanette Walker-Vinsky is the club's environmental chair. She says the club has organized the cleanup for 25 years, and thankfully, they're finding fewer of those items.
People know that we're keeping an eye on this land and that we're working to keep it clean all the time. So most of the stuff that we find now are bottles and cans.
Trash drives Michael Carlin crazy. He chairs the beautification committee for community group Neighbors on the Mount. He runs separate cleanups throughout the year. Carlin says Mount Washington is iconic, and he tries to keep it clean, but
you can only go so far before you're taking your life into your hands. We try to keep the rest of the Grandview Avenue clean, but that's as easy as just bending over and picking it up. Somebody tosses something over the overlook, it's very difficult to get at.
Derek Stort checks his rope, his harness, and his knots. He says there's a lot of setup, sure, but the annual cleanup is pretty straightforward.
It's just high-angle trash collection. Yeah, I sometimes think the outdoor community, we're a bit selfish. We use the outdoor spaces, we go hiking and climbing and things. So when we can help clean things up and make things better, then we do our best to join in.
In one morning, volunteers pulled up 16 industrial-sized bags of garbage, 10 bags of recycling, 70 pounds of metal, and several yards of irrigation pipe. And
my biggest find, $100 bill.
The $100 bill was dirty and wet. But you know what they say. One man's trash is another man's soggy treasure. Margaret J. Krause, 90.5 WESA News.